This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we looked at 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 11, to learn how we might discover what our spiritual gift or gifts might be. Prayer, love, hospitality, and doing what you can to help meet needs and hurts in the lives you identify with would be the first step to take. As you do these, you likely will discover what you do well and what you don't do so well. Look for ways to do what you do well and ask God to use your efforts to help others and glorify God. You might also find it helpful to study the other portions in the Bible where spiritual gifts are discussed. For example, 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 14 and Ephesians chapter 4. All the time, as you serve and study in this way, trust God for the strength and ability to do it so that His purposes will be realized. It is in doing that you discover. Often, what happens is that others will notice what you do well and will affirm you in it. It wouldn't hurt to ask a close friend to help you in this evaluation. As you discover your giftedness, be faithful in administering your gift or gifts. Exercise your gift or gifts by faith, depending on God for ability and strength. Always be sure to do it for God's glory. A godly teacher I had many years ago used to say that he learned to always send any bouquets he received up to God in heaven. This was a humble recognition that any gift he had was indeed a gift from God. He also affirmed that trying to exercise in your own strength a gift God had given would likewise fail. Only when we depend upon God to empower us as we use our gifts in service will God's work be accomplished.